So here we are on page Chaf Beis, in the middle of Os Mem. The beginning of Os Mem we saw last time had been a fascinating side point about the notion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world Basar Marmaros, and the notion that Ramchal, his twist on that Mishnah, that the very fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to create the universe with process, and with step by step and cause and effect, instead of just what we, quote, so to speak, quote unquote, the more natural way, more obvious way for Kadosh Baruch Hu to create a universe, which is being express ratzon and, you know, will the universe into existence in fully formed. Kadosh Baruch Hu perhaps chose a step by step process in order for us to be able to see causality in Kadosh Baruch Hu's actions. And that enables us, it allows people good and bad. It allows people to, it allows room for kfira. Because you could, when you see the causality, you could cut HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the picture and choose to see a godless evolution. But li'idach yisa, it gives us opportunity to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu more, because there's a sugya to sink our teeth into, and there's what to inquire into. If Kadosh Baruch Hu just, so to speak, snapped his fingers and called the universe into existence as is, with no causality leading up to the way the universe is, and no causality built into the universe, the way it operates, ongoing fashion, so there'll be, just, things would just be, just happen, so then there'll be nothing. There's no rhythm and no process and no causality in the way Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the world that we can see. So there's nothing to. There's less room for kefir, but there's less room to deepen our emuna. Less room to inquire, to seek to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu more. Okay. V'nashuv le'inyanenu. That was what we saw last time, the beginning of Siman Mem. V'nashuv le'inyanenu here in the middle of page Chaf Beis. Now let's come back to our core topic. Hinei kishanu omrim yichud. When we talk about this idea that we've been thrashing out over the last couple of weeks, Kadosh Baruch Hu's oneness, but again, Kfar Shamata, you already heard, dear reader, Shevetoneinu Lamar, Shlilas Kol Zulaso. There is none other. There's not that God is one in the sense of one of many, that God is unique. He is the only actual power. The only actual X. Nim says that Dabar Klali L'chol Malo Shleimuso. This really, the notion of Yichud is a very broad concept that really covers all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's virtues, all of his infinite virtues. The Ein Lehem Tachlis, they have no end. They're unbounded, infinite. Well, what do you mean? Ki kol mashu bo ma'ala ushlemus, whatever is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu a virtue, an element of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perfection, his shlemus, tzarich lahavin tamid, we need to understand always, she'ein zulasa ma'ilahi, that no one else has, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chachma, no one else has chachma the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chachma. Ein hafachlo, no one has anti-cha, no one has something that can counter HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'ein mol ne'alo, and no one, there's no one and nothing that can limit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going back to the five te'uyos, and we reject all those ideas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uniquely has these virtues, And no one can counter and no one can limit. He uniquely has these virtues in unbounded fashion. All the, we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma and his this, and that, all the different virtues of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the different aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shleimus, his perfection. It's all those different flavors, all those different ideas fit under the rubric of Yichud. Kamo Shaviyana, as we've already spoken about. So, Shnei Dvarim Nimtzeinu L'meidim Akdam Hazos. Where do we go from here? Two things. Number one, Mashaviyan Rekvar. Number one, we already spoke about. She'ein shayach b'shum ma'ala acheres, she'yiye borei mashu hefak shleimus ha'klal. Ela b'malas yichudo. Number one, what we already spoke about, now he's sort of reviewing it but from a different angle, and this is very important in terms of, this is, what he's about to say is a key building block in terms of understanding why Kadosh Baruch Hu designed the world as he did. So I realize that there's no such thing as the opposite of Hishlemos in any other realm, because Yichud HaBorei. The one thing that we can imagine an opposite of is Yichud itself. Perish, kishi yirtza legalos malas Yichudo, ul lavarer oso berur v'var hetev b'chol chalkei gidra. One can imagine that Kadosh Baruch Hu created a reality of a lack of visible yichud, and then we have the opportunity as human beings, as creatures, to uncover that, to rediscover his yichud. And to clarify it. Right? And that's, again, building towards the notion that the world might have been built around, designed around a goal of gilui ha-yichud, of us to rediscover HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's supremacy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's uniqueness. Hasheni, the second idea that there emerges from this. All the parts of his Gedra sounds like a definition or a concept. All the different, to play out this concept fully. All the different facets of this notion of Yichud, yeah. Habez, number two, Shalagabe Malas HaYichud HaShal Mazem, when you think about this goal of complete Yichud, Kol Sha'ar HaMailos Heim Kemo Devarim Pratim, Vizet Devar Kol. As you just said a couple of earlier, all the other aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are details that fall under the general heading, the overall klal of Yichud. As you just said, all the other miles, Yichud overlooks, so to speak, all the other miles. Moshe Rabbeinu does. He just demonstrates that b'chol ma'aseh b'shem Musa she'ein lo sof shir b'chulam hinei hu yachid b'tachas Yichud. Just said, all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unbounded, infinite perfections, he's the only one with those perfections. In Zulas, as I was just saying a few lines earlier, in Zulas, so in Hefach Lo, in Moneila. No one else has it. None such. Number two, no one has the opposite. No one can counter it, and no one can limit it. Moshe Rabbeinu just spoke about at the end of Sivan Lamed Ches and the beginning of this paragraph. When is Sharesh Ha'emes Hazeh Ba'amitas Himatzo Be'Hechbeach. And we can see that the root of this idea really lies in the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's imperative existence. Amitas Himatzo Be'Hechbeach. The fact that God's existence is absolute, and everything else depends upon Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, this goes back to, this is Iker number one. This is Yisod number one of the 13 Yisodos, 13 Elements. And is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence is absolute and imperative, and no one, nothing else has imperative existence. Everything, everyone, and everything else in the universe exists only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills it. Right? So at Amitas Himatzo Be'Hechbeach. The necessary reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehu HaMerkaz Mikol Ma'ashinu Chaladu Be'Mishnah. So that is Animama number one, is at the center of anything that we can begin to discuss regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perfection. Uchol Ma'ashinu Chaladu Be'Gamkin. It's also the center of what we cannot discuss. Good point, right? We're limited human beings, so there's obviously a incredible limit on what it is that we can talk about, say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but whether we're able to articulate it or we're incapable of articulating it, either way, at the center of Shlemus Hashem is the reason why that's Iker number one, why that's Yisod Ani Mama number one. Amitas Himatzo Be'Hechbeach. Right? So, and what he's saying is, so then of course, if God's existence is absolute and everything, everyone and everything else depends upon Him, so then of course it would be foolish to speak of something that could counter Him, something that could be parallel to Him, something that could limit Him. That's foolish. In other words, what Ramchal essentially, by the way, is saying here is that Ani Mamin number two, Yichud Hashem, really is a logical corollary or a logical implication of Ani Mamin number one. Once you recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, as Rambam writes in Open Lines of Mishnah Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence is absolute and necessary and imperative and independent, and as opposed to everything else in the universe, we're all creatures, we people and things, are all and concepts, are all creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then we understand it. Of course, it follows naturally Ani Mamin number two, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a yachid. Again, not in the sort of the shallow sense that he's one, there aren't two of them. As we said, it's a much more nuanced concept. I mean, it's true there aren't two gods, but there's much more to Yichud HaBorah than just rejecting the Trinity. certainly do reject the Trinity. It's much more sophisticated than that, right? as we've been talking about the last couple of shiur. Yichud HaBorei, as he just said just now, right? Ein zu lasa, ein hefach lo monelo. That flows, Ani Mama number two, Yichud HaBorei, flows naturally, logically, from Ani Mama number one, which is the most basic thing you can say about Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is So this is, we're getting really down to basics here. As he said, Misharesh, we can root Ani Mama number two, Yichud HaBorei, in Ani Mama number one. Okay, and Ani Mama number one is the most fundamental thing we could possibly say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To the extent that we can, even for things we can't even articulate, but we understand that's the most fundamental fundamental statement about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amitas ha-himatzau be-hechreach. The necessity of God's reality, the necessity of the reality of God's existence. Bahainu, three state. That which we know that he alone has necessary existence. We're using mechuyav in the philosophical sense. And metzias also. Metzias is a sense of existence. His existence is necessary, is imperative. It's necessary that God be. Shelo yiyya elohu. And the only one that must be is him. Or is he? Is that Pasha Duchal B'nei Hamun HaKadosha? Right? And these are Dvarim Shutim for all members of the holy faith, of the Jewish faith. All those who believe, or even B'nei Noach, who believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Od Lifanim Timsi'i HaTo'elas HaYotze Min HaTzozos. As we progress, you'll see what it is that flows from this notion. Again, we just had a very important idea. An understanding that all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's milos, all the aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's virtue, perfection, flow, fit under the rubric of Ani Mama number two of Yichud HaBorei, and that in turn, all of that flows from Ani Mama number one, from the necessary reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I should mention, it's a little bit along the lines of what the Rambam writes. He writes in the Moreh, and he writes, I think, in Chelik Beis of the Moreh, and he writes in one of the famous letters. I think it's the Geres Teman. The Rambam writes, and the Rambam's like this also. I think I footnoted this in the Hanukkah Tagal article. That Rambam writes that once you believe in Chiddush HaOlam, or once you believe that God created the entire universe, Ani Mama number one, and that the entire universe was created and continues to be powered exclusively entirely by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, then any nace is possible. Rambam says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to only do nisim sparingly. Just because any nace is possible doesn't mean that every nace happens. But he says, belief in Chiddush HaOlam, belief that the world is a created reality, and not that it's always been here, belief that Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to create the universe, so by definition that means, logically flows, that God created everything, God's responsible, everything's being powered by Kadosh Baruch Hu, so of course he could redo reality as he pleases. It's obvious, right? Exactly, yes. It's the same logic as Hamor and Hamor, that's right. So that captures a piece of what the Ramchal is saying. If you believe in Ani Mama number one, so then it flows logic, Ani Mama number two. And one aspect of that is going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to change things at will. Ein Monelo. Of course he can do any nace he wants. Of course there are no limits, external limits on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to only do nace in a certain time. And that's what Ramban talks about. A little bit Ramban talks about more in different places in the Pirush HaTorah. When would HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We see certain patterns, but that's by God's choosing. Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses to only to. He wanted a patterned universe. He wanted a scientific universe. That's the way he created it. That's what he wants it in general. So, in general, he only do nisim when there's either a need, Ramban writes in several places, either to solve a problem, Yeshua's Klal Yisrael, or sometimes to reveal himself, to teach us about him. Like Ramban writes famously, the Mifbo, he could have saved us without Makos, could just pulled us out, but he wanted to demonstrate that he's there. I wanted to teach us the Kohen. Ramban writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Nisim for those two reasons. Ramban. He could do whatever Nisim he wants to, But HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself chooses to do Nisim in general only for those two purposes. But there's no rule that limits HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He may set patterns for himself. And so again, so that these ideas, all the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miles, all the Shleimus, fits on the rubric of Ani Mamon number two. And then in turn, Ani Mamon number two, Yichud HaBorei, flows from Ani Mamon number one.
Number one is that he created the world.
Yeah, that he needs to exist. That his existence is absolutely necessary. But as opposed to everything else, whose existence depends entirely on the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
But like the Torah, like everything is really a miracle. Even the natural
world is a miracle. Yeah. So that's another way of saying that even when things work according to pattern, that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, set that pattern up and continues to drive that pattern.
Right. So, one could say that that's also miraculous, too.
Right. Well, the Gemara talks about, right? Nisha Amar, who was, I think, Rabbi Chaim Trigon, says to his daughter, Nisha Amar L'Shem V'yad, like Yom L'Chom V'yad. And the same Rosh Hashanah who told oil to burn will tell vinegar to burn. So that says two things. And the one that tells you, a Kadosh Baruch could make the vinegar burn too. It's not beyond his ability. Nothing is beyond the Kadosh Baruch's ability. And but it also, if you think about that equation going both ways, it means, right, a Kadosh Baruch was the one, when she looked at vinegar and it burned, that was clear that Kadosh Baruch was directly intervening. And that Kadosh Baruch was making it happen. So the point is, the Shaman is also, right? Now that's obviously what he's telling his daughter. It's not that Shaman just, the way it is that it lights, it burns because Moshe wants it to be flammable. So he generally wants oil to be flammable. He generally does not want vinegar to be flammable. But recognize that he could, in this case, decide that vinegar should be flammable, and recognize that the general ubiquitous flammability of oil is also driven by the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so there are different flavors, there are different gradations how you say this. The Chaznish is a very strident way of saying that Teva is the Ratzon Hayosir Tmini Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That science is the most frequent will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the universe to be rhythmic and patterned, with rare exceptions. But fundamentally, it's working by the same engine. It's being powered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu generally wants the universe to work. Okay, there may be different gradations, but that's the basic idea. Maybe let's spend a couple minutes. Actually, you know what? Just looking at the time. Maybe we'll stop here. We saw these key ideas. Again, the notion of all the Kadosh Baruch Hu Shleim was fitting under the rubric of the second Ani Mamon of Yichud HaBorei. And so this is more than just a Maila. It is, in a sense, the Maila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because everything falls under this rubric. And seeing that in turn flows from Ani Mamon number one. Where this is going to take us, we're going to see very soon, right in the next paragraph, he's going to begin to link this notion of Gilui Yichud to the other fundamental notion we already have on the table. We spoke at the very beginning of the Sefer, and then we spoke about, we learned about the beginning of Mesilas Hashem as well, and the beginnings of several Sefer Hamchal, the notion that Kadosh Baruch Hu created us, Lehetiv Lanu. We're going to begin to put, so now that we've been refining this concept and expanding, a growing, increasingly sophisticated understanding of Gilui HaYichud, of what Yichud is, so then we can begin to see how the notion of Gilui HaYichud and the notion of Lehetiv Lanu work together, interlock and interweave. We'll pick up with that Ritz next time.